With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. There are now more than 400 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus in Montana. The virus has resulted in 7 deaths in the state, and there are currently 21 hospitalizations. More than 200 people have recovered from the illness. The U.S. Forest Service is allowing loggers more time to meet their contracts in national forests due to the novel coronavirus, according to a notice published in the Federal Register today. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
The move is meant to lend a helping hand to the timber industry as operations shut down across the country, the notice says. The economic instability that's emerged in the wake of COVID-19 could lead to, quote, bankruptcies, loss of infrastructure, and loss of jobs, end quote. It extends contracts in the lower 48 states awarded before April 1st by up to 2 years, so rights to cut trees don't run out. Normally, the average timber contract length is about 2 to 3 years total, the document says. According to the Bureau of Business and Economic Research, timber harvests and jobs in Montana have plummeted since their peak in the late 1980s. But Region 1 of the Forest Service, which includes Montana and parts of 4 other states, has ambitions to increase the volume of timber it cuts by more than 50% by 2022 compared to 2017 levels. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
A federal judge tomorrow will consider tribes' request to put a hold on oil pipeline construction in northeastern Montana in light of coronavirus concerns. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports that tribal members gathered this week in Phillips County to protest the ongoing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline.
Around 10 tribal members of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes of Montana, along with several representatives of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe and Blackfeet Nation, rallied this week. They wore face coverings as they lined up in Phillips County to protest developer TC Energy's crude oil pipeline, which began construction earlier in April. That means water is life in Lakota, a spiritual phrase tribal members also used to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. Angeline Cheek of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes helped organize the rally. She says not only would the pipeline pose a threat to the water quality and the environment in the region, but the influx of workers could also introduce the novel coronavirus into an area she says is medically underprepared and undersupplied.
You know, we don't have much in this area, and why put our people at risk when these people are coming from all over?
TC Energy says it's working with local health officials and put protocols in place, including a 14-day quarantine, to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Fort Peck Belknap Indian Community in Montana and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe in South Dakota are part of an ongoing lawsuit against TC Energy and the federal government that says the pipeline violates historic land treaties. The tribes requested a restraining order on construction. A federal judge has scheduled a hearing on the case for Thursday. The tribe's attorney, Matthew Campbell, says the United States has an obligation to uphold those treaties and protect the tribes from harm.
And a crude oil pipeline through their lands is certainly something that deserves their protection, especially now, given the pandemic and the increase in employees that will be moving into these areas near these tribal communities.
In a statement, TC Energy says it awaits the judge's ruling. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Over 10,000 loans totaling nearly $1.3 billion have been approved for small businesses in Montana as a part of the federal coronavirus relief package. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Out of the $350 billion allocated to small businesses nationwide through the Paycheck Protection Program, nearly $250 billion in loans had been approved as of Monday. Montana Senators Steve Daines and John Tester have lobbied for the PPP to include taverns and small casinos. The SBA announced Tuesday taverns would be eligible, but businesses that derive at least half their income from gambling would not. The U.S. Small Business Administration says the average loan size in the country was around $240,000. 70% of the approved loans were $150,000 and under. The top four sectors that received loans nationwide include construction, professional scientific and technical services, manufacturing, and healthcare and social assistance. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A U.S. judge has canceled a key permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline that's expected to stretch from Canada to Nebraska. Today's ruling marks another setback for the disputed project that got underway less than 2 weeks ago, following years of delays. The judge says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers failed to adequately consider the pipeline's effect on endangered species, like pallid sturgeon, a massive dinosaur-like fish. Attorneys say the ruling will not shut down work that started at the U.S.-Canada border crossing in Montana. but pipeline sponsor TC Energy will need the permit for future construction across hundreds of rivers and streams along Keystone's 1,200-mile route. Montana's temporary ban on flavored e-cigarette products officially ended today. But as Edward O'Brien reports, that does not mean it's back to business as usual for vape retailers.
The long and bitter dispute between Montana Governor Steve Bullock's administration and vape store owners started last October. That's when the administration announced its 120-day ban on the sale of flavored vape products. The state argued vaping was a public health crisis, with the health department saying the rule was needed due to the rise in youth use of the products and the growth of vape-related lung injuries. Retailers disagreed and unsuccessfully challenged the ban, which went into effect in mid-December. Some retailers and the Bullock administration couldn't even agree on the ban's effective end date. A 55-day difference of opinion resulted in about 15 members of a Montana vape industry group resuming sales of flavored products in mid-February. Other shops, however, adhered to the state's deadline and resumed sales this Wednesday. But now a historic pandemic has swept the world. According to the Missoula City County Public Health Department, vape and tobacco shops are now deemed non-essential businesses, meaning they're prohibited, with few exceptions, from providing delivery or curbside services. But vape store owners point out convenience stores remain open and are selling cigarettes. The Montana Health Department Wednesday issued a statement saying it continues to be concerned about the high rate of youth use of e-cigarette products. The agency says people who smoke or vape may be more at risk of experiencing severe illness from COVID-19. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The National Park Service recently gave the green light for the replacement of a nearly 60-year-old bridge in Yellowstone to improve visitor safety. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Construction on a new bridge south of the 600-foot-long Yellowstone River Bridge near Tower Falls could begin as early as spring 2022 and last for 3 years, according to a press release from Yellowstone National Park Wednesday. The estimated cost for the project is between $37 and $42 million, which also includes a mile of new road, parking, pullouts, and a picnic area. The current bridge, 80 feet above the Yellowstone River, is part of the only road open during the winter to Silver Gate in Cook City, Montana. Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks closed March 24th after local and state government officials said tourists coming through gateway communities could spread the novel coronavirus and overwhelm small healthcare facilities. A spokesperson said Yellowstone does not have a date set for reopening. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
This is Montana Public Radio.